Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com, that's M-O-O-D.com, to get started.
Hello, welcome back, or welcome to the My Monday Mood podcast. My name's Natalia. I'm so happy to have you here, and it's a beautiful Monday to be alive. But wow, what a freaking week it has been, you guys. Last week was so heavy for me. I don't know if it's just me. Well, I do know a lot of you were feeling the same way because I posted on my story just like, what the frick is going on? This Mercury in retrograde, this like transition into fall, lots of emotions, lots of feelings coming up, especially this past week. Your girl had a heavy week, not gonna lie. But that's honestly, like, going through the motions and the feelings of what I went through last week is what inspired this episode for this week. I know I said that my next episode, I put up a poll on my Instagram asking if you guys wanted to see a Q&A next or a episode on finding confidence and, like, doing things alone, and just that is for sure still going to be my next episode. But I really, like, since the feelings are so fresh from this past week, and I think that this is such an important topic and something that I definitely wanted to talk about at some point. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to talk about it next because it is so fresh. And yeah, I feel like this episode can help a lot of people who are struggling and have also struggled with facing their emotions and feeling their feelings when things get heavy. So yeah, we're going to talk about why feeling your feelings is hot, literally. Like, it's sexy self-care, and we should all be doing it a lot more. This goes for girls and guys. Like, we need to be feeling our feelings, okay? And I'm going to express why I believe in that statement and why it's helped me, especially this past week. So let's get into it. But before we start, of course, we're going to start with an affirmation. Today's affirmation is, things are always working out for me. By focusing on gratitude, I attract more and more beautiful things into my life. By listening to my intuition and feeling what needs to be felt, I'm healing and growing. I'm having the experiences I need to have in order to become the best version of myself. Again, I will be linking the affirmation and the end reflection question in the show notes for you guys to look back on, so just keep that in mind. So a little backstory. As a kid, I always ignored my emotions, and I used numbness and distractions as a way to cope. I would never truly sit with my emotions when I felt them creeping up. I found my ways to escape my uncomfortable feelings rather than to cope and actually move through them in that moment. So, like, processing and addressing my emotions has never been easy, and it's just something I still struggle with to this day. My immediate reaction to feeling any sort of pain, guilt, anything that's uncomfortable is to just honestly bury it. I'm so used to bottling up my emotions instead of talking to someone about it or even admitting to myself that I'm feeling that certain way. So something I've been really trying to work on lately is just being mindful of my feelings. I'm learning that there's so much power in being able to be vulnerable and honest with literally just myself about how I feel in that moment, how I feel on that day. Something that I feel like is especially prevalent in our society is that you need to not feel anything and not care in order to be tough and be strong and act like it's all okay. And I think that we just really need to destroy that idea that repressing emotions is a sign of strength. because honestly, feeling your emotions is a sign of strength because you're able to overcome that emotion, feel it, and move forward with your life. So like if one day I'm feeling sad, angry, weird, triggered, I've been trying not to beat myself over it. And I asked that emotion, you know, what is it trying to teach me? What is it trying to tell me? If I'm sad, is there something I need to grieve? If I'm angry, do I have some resentment built up that I haven't addressed? So I did some research on stored up emotions. And I found that unresolved emotions that get trapped in our body lead to draining our energy, burnout, emotional imbalance, and eventually disease. When we chronically repress our emotions, we create toxicity in our blood, our mind, our body, and our heart. This unprocessed emotional energy is stored in our organs, muscles, and tissues. It leads to inflammation and chronic health problems. So I just think that that's freaking insane, because imagine all the stored emotions that everyone has because they're not truly feeling and processing those emotions. They're just letting it build inside their body, which literally does lead to disease. Like, I see it in my own family, how where there's just so much stored up emotion and trauma and just like feelings that they haven't dealt with that have literally led to disease. And that is something that I do not want to carry on to my future family, to my future self. Like, I want to be able to take care of this now and to be present with my emotions and deal with it all so that it doesn't get stored up and lead to, you know, all that buildup that obviously is not healthy for our mind and our body. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about my week last week. Basically, last Monday, if you know, I went on a run. Remember, I was on that runner's high. If you listened to my last episode, had an amazing run, right? I get in my car, I record the podcast, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go for a little walk, get some coffee, get some pastries, whatever. So I walk out of my car and I literally, you guys, could not walk. Like, my leg hurt so bad. I completely pulled something. And the thing is, I didn't even feel it like while I was on the run. It was just like this immediate like scorching pain in my leg. And I was like, all right, cool. Love that for me. So went home, iced, whatever. Next day, woke up, couldn't walk again, scorching pain. And why I'm even bringing this up is because the next day I couldn't do my normal routine. You know, I was thrown off. I couldn't work out. I couldn't literally walk. Like, I couldn't do really anything besides chill and like rest and like lay in my bed. And I'm someone that like, I have to be active and like having like my rituals and routine to like keep me going and like keep things moving along. It's when I'm like chilling that like my intrusive thoughts start to come up sometimes, and like feelings that I haven't necessarily processed come up, and I overthink. And it was just one of those days where obviously I was in my bed all day and had so many negative intrusive thoughts come up and past things that I had not fully processed. And my immediate reaction to those feelings was to ignore them and to cope in a way that my past self would have coped, which wasn't a healthy way to cope. And that was my immediate reaction, you know. But like I said, something I truly am working on currently is being able to face those emotions head on and actually feel these emotions that I hadn't felt in a while. I felt sadness, confusion, discomfort, loneliness, anxiety. It was definitely an overwhelming day of emotions, and I knew that instead of running away from those emotions, I had to face them head on, and I had to let myself sob. I had to let myself feel and listen to the pain, and I validated it. I accepted it, and then I let it go. Something about feeling your feelings is you don't have to sit in those emotions all day, all week, all month. you let yourself feel them for as long as you need to feel them, but then you remember that healing happens by feeling. Any feelings we have repressed in the past always can come back up because they are literally craving to be felt. You know, it's like, what are feelings for if they're not felt? Like, feelings literally exist, you guys, to be felt. The good and the bad ones. They just want to be felt. And it's also good to keep in mind that feelings are not always representative of what's happening in the present moment. Sometimes things trigger us, which brings up past stuff that we haven't fully processed. This was some of the stuff that I was dealing with last week. Some stuff that has happened. I didn't fully let myself feel it when it was happening, and I kind of pushed it away and obviously got stored in my body and came back up because it was craving to be felt. And even if you have felt those, you know, past stored emotions, they can always creep back up because healing is never linear. You know, you're going to have past traumas and past things that come up, but it's how you look at that and how you want to move forward with that feeling and address it. I found this really amazing Instagram page that gave some helpful tips to processing and sitting with your emotions. Shout out One Word Wellness. I think that these tips are really amazing and something that I'm currently using in my life to help me process and not run away when these feelings do arise. So one of her posts said, if you're not used to sitting with your feelings, you may, one, be unable to identify and discern between emotions, two, cover your root feelings with anger, three, not understand how to express them in a healthy way, four, bury them until they pile up and become overwhelming. Yep, that's me. That's the one. Five, miss out on some valuable learning experiences. Six, not feel comfortable reaching out to others for support. Yup. And the last one is not trust what they can teach you. And I really thought that this was super helpful, at least for me, just because it can be so difficult to be present with your emotions and not reach for a drink, a distraction, your phone, whatever it is. Just being able to sit and be present with your feelings. And also another thing is it's easy to like downplay your feelings when something arises, but like something I am reminding myself is all my feelings are valid, small or big, whether it's a big deal to someone or not, it's a big deal to me, and I deserve to give myself that presence to acknowledge the feeling and overcome it. Some ways you can stop minimizing your feelings, which, by the way, I'm still on her Instagram page. It's just so helpful, and I'm literally reading verbatim, word for word, what's on her post. But stop minimizing your feelings by saying, one, I can push through without help. Two, maybe this isn't as bad as I think it is. Three, other people have it worse. Four, I should be able to deal with this. Five, I probably deserve this. And six, I can ignore this and it will go away. Don't compare your healing journey, your feelings, to someone else that you think would be able to handle it better. Like, again, your feelings are your feelings. Your feelings are valid. And sure, other people might have it worse, but this is your experience right now. This is what you are currently going through. And regardless of whether people have it worse or not, you deserve healing, period. So something I am currently working on is not minimizing my feelings when they need to be heard and seen and felt. I think it's really important to make room for all your emotions. We don't want to be storing these feelings in our body, you guys. Like, we don't want to be suppressing. And like I said, there is just so much power in being vulnerable with yourself and experiencing and knowing that you will be okay. Regardless, you're gonna be okay. I've definitely felt an increase in like the quality of my life by being able to relate to my feelings and get curious about my needs, just purely allowing them to exist. And like I said, I know how easy it is to resist those uncomfortable feelings and to distract yourself. And of course, I'm not perfect. There are definitely times and days where I do those things. But again, we're all a work in progress, and I'm just here to remind you that feeling your feelings has no harm. It's only going to be beneficial for your future self. And you're going to look back and be like, wow, I truly let myself handle that feeling, that emotion, that challenge, and I faced it head on. And I think that that's amazing. I'm going to end this podcast with a challenge with 6 steps to take to mindfully deal with difficult emotions the next time that you feel something come up, how to process and how to deal with it. I want to give you guys 6 steps that have helped me, are currently helping me, and yeah. So got this from the Gottman Institute. Turn towards your emotions with acceptance. Become aware of the emotion and identify where you sense it in your body. 2, identify and label the emotion. 3, accept your emotions. 4, realize the impermanence of your emotions. 5, inquire and investigate. So ask yourself, why did this trigger me? Why do I feel this way? And 6, let go of the need to control your emotions. Be open to the outcome of your emotions and what it unfolds. I think that these 6 steps are super helpful when navigating strong emotions and dealing with emotions and creating space to not feel restricted or overpowered by our emotions. I will be posting this 6-step guide on my Instagram. Again, if you're not following the podcast Instagram already, it is linked in the show notes, and that's where I post reminders for the episodes that are coming up, etc. But I will be posting this in my next like little photo dump for this episode, so just in case you wanted to look back on it. But anyways, last week was heavy, but today is Monday. It's a fresh start, and I feel so light. And I definitely think that feeling and releasing the emotions I was having last week plays a huge part in why I feel so light today and just so ready for this week ahead. Today's end reflection questions are, how am I really, really doing today? Are there any ways I can process my emotions in a healthier way? Are there emotions or feelings that I need to feel and then release? Thank you guys so much for giving me the space to talk about this. I'm just truly so happy you're here, and I truly hope that you got something from this episode. Feel free to DM me. Feel free to give me any feedback. I would really love to hear what you guys have to say, and I just appreciate you being here. And if you had a bit of a heavy week last week, like me, just remind yourself that healing is never linear. We're all in this together, and feeling your feelings is hot, period. Feel those feelings and live your life, all right? That's my mantra from here on out. I love you guys. I will see you next week. Have a great day, have a great month, have a great year, have a great life. I need food. Okay, bye guys.